If there's a point at which the elite abuser class's attempts to control narratives and advance their agendas through big tech tools becomes so aggressive that it's counterproductive, Twitter passed that point long ago and just keeps going off deeper and deeper into crazy land. The latest example of this comes in the form of its open enabling and practical support and even promotion of none other than the Taliban, after deplatforming a president of the United States with whom they disagree. So, from the elite abuser class controlled big tech guardians like Twitter, President Trump is intolerable and unacceptable, while the Taliban is totally tolerable and very much acceptable. That's how counterproductively crazy the idiot tyrant wannabes at Twitter have become, and this is how desperate the elite abuser class has become in its increasingly self-destructive attempts to control speech and thought through big tech. On a final note, the same Taliban that is greenlit and promoted by Twitter has now taken to mocking the American Empire by having one of its elite units dress up in recently inherited or gifted or captured American gear and posting to mimic the famous shot of the US flag being raised over Iwo Jima. As you look at these two images side by side, remember, Twitter and the elite abuser class openly enables and promotes the one on the left, while actively suppressing the speech of a president and any other citizen who might dare speak out against the elite abuser class narrative on key subjects. Please subscribe to the channel and share this video if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this. Sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.